You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So obviously, Ramona in for John today. Mace, I got a question for you.
Yes.
And I'm going to take you out of the running.
Okay. I'm not included.
You are not included.
In this field. Okay.
You are not included in this field. Today's Howard Stern's 70th birthday.
Oh, what a what a legend.
Is he the greatest radio personality ever?
Yes.
I think so, right?
Yeah, he is. He is.
Because I'm thinking of like Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
Yep.
But are those personalities or are those just, hey, we're here on the Hot 100.
Casey Kasem, when he had the read about the dead dog.
How am I supposed to come out of an upbeat number?
Dude, we should find that.
But there's
spot,
Rush Limbaugh. There are
others. By the
others.
Way, Rush Limbaugh
for sure.
Is super, aside.
He's an unbelievable person.
As a broadcaster, as an entertainer, I stole a lot from Rush Limbaugh. By the way, pounding the table, you know where that came from?
That's
Rush.
A Rush.
That came from Rush.
You know who else is really good on the radio? Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, Stephen A.'s great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've watched the latest podcast.
Oh, the Jason
the
Whitlock
one?
Oh, my God.
The Whitlock one is just...
It doesn't even matter what it's about. It's the delivery of every single line and the cadence and the passion and the fire and the parts where he just really goes for I can't say on air.
The speed he goes at.
But also, it takes forever to get to the points. But it also...
But he builds anticipation.
But he builds. I mean, it is...
Yeah.
It is entertaining.
I'm always impressed when somebody is a very...
Hi, we're here on the Hot 100.
A very clean broadcaster.
Yeah.
I call it word perfect. I'm not a word perfect broadcaster. I'm just a... Yeah, I'm just like throw it all out there, broadcaster.
Word salad.
That is not word perfect.
Word salad.
No, it's not word salad.
No, I'm word salad.
You can be a little word salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys count podcasters as basically the same?
I think that's a separate category because it's a relatively new media. It's different. Like, because Howard, obviously highly, highly intelligent, deeply interesting, deeply curious.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes him so good. He's hilarious. He's outrageous.
Yeah.
Like he checked every single box.
Yep.
And he was unique, right? Before Howard, there have been Imus, for instance. There were guys
Don Imus.
Before him that would say were shocking, but Howard was shocking and really funny and very likable and deeply, to me at least, deeply, deeply interesting.
Yeah, and by the way, has matured as a broadcaster, is not the same guy at 70 than he was at 40, right? I'll tell you this is a true story. When I was on the air in New York, they have this thing called the New York Radio Awards. And they had a category for Best Morning Show. And I remember three of the nominees. One was Scott Shannon from PLJ
in
New York. One was Imus, and one was Stern. I don't remember the fourth one, but the fifth one was... Mason and Sue Kalinske WNOW New York. I'm sure we barely squeaked in there.
You're on there. It's an honor to be nominated.
I'm on there. And Stern, of course, won, and he should win every single year. But I that was like one of the greatest charges of my life.
You insane.
Hi, we're here on the Hot 100.
You really like that drop of it.
Yeah,
I thought it was a pretty good drop.
It's Hot 100.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with somebody that you could throw in there other than Howard, and I struck out.
Nobody is in that class, really.
Yeah. Trev, can you give your 2 minutes because you promoted it? Today's the day murder trial.
Oh, so
OJ.
It was today in 1995 that the OJ trial started.
Oh,
right, and we're all.
I feel like we had this on in our classrooms. So, I was in high school. I think
we did.
Was it on in classrooms?
I think
middle school was for me.
I mean, maybe it just feels like it was, but I feel like we were watching it.
When it started, I had not started my radio career,
right?
But it was in the working pool. By the time it ended, I had started to work for Jim. So I kind of transitioned. I remember, and I don't know if I've ever done this with anything other than a talk show or a game, listening to the trial on the radio drive because I was in outside. So I was selling copiers and fax machines for Canon Astro.
Okay.
He still does on the side. Right
you still have that. Saul Goodman.
Yeah, he's still
selling fax
top
machines.
Top three right
That's
now
so
in
Saul
Los
Goodman.
Angeles
right?
County.
Door-to-door fax machine yeah. salesman.
Wait, give me
if
a pitch.
You're interested, I got a guy.
Wait,
I got
I
a guy
hear the
for
pitch.
Sure.
Can I hear the pitch?
Well, it depends. Do you want to increase your productivity? Or are we looking for a little more streamlined office
right.
situation? I had a whole thing. It's been 30 years, so I don't remember it all that well.
No, I think you do.
But it's in there. I could get it out. It was covered like a sporting event.
Yes.
Like when they break for lunch, and here would come the expert. I remember listening to KNX. And what was the other? It's KFWB at the time. It's
KFWB,
long. KFWB
sure.
is gone now. But
KFWB.
Was there traffic on the ones? Is that their
yeah,
thing or whatever it was?
Yeah, traffic on the somethings. Yeah.
News 980.
They bring in their legal experts and break down the morning part of the trial like you're doing
show.
A halftime show.
Hi, we're here on the Hot 100.
And
you guys just
the
really
judge
love
made
that
this mistake.
Look at the stats.
It was like nothing I've ever experienced, and I don't think you could ever have something like that ever.
No.
Do you remember
every night on the local news?
Where were
every
you
night.
The moment the verdict was announced?
Oh. We had just gone off the air. We had just gone off the air by like an hour, and
what,
then
what year
was
it? 97.
I'm bad at that game. That sounds right. Yeah. That,
where
that
were you
sounds
when you heard
right.
the
I think
verdict?
I was in high school.
So was it in the class or not?
Probably. I don't remember
classroom.
The moment.
God,
classroom
I remember exactly where I was living in an apartment in Playa Del Rey, and I remember sitting on my bed, staring at the TV, locked in as they were ready to announce it, and I could only think how many people in the world. Or at least in this country,
really was.
We're watching
everybody.
That at that moment.
It's one of the last great moments of the monoculture where we were all doing the same thing at the same time.
What a great
time.
Word.
The
did
monoculture.
You make that up?
That, I've heard that. Emily mentioned it earlier today.
That's a great word.
Because now everybody's fractured. They do their own thing. You listen to that podcast. You listen to a different
that
one.
That just changed my life, that word.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to use monoculture this weekend, and it's going to be at the wrong time.
Don't
use
it. Do
it.
I'm going to use it at the wrong
use
time.
Use it during the pregame show tomorrow.
Yep.
Utah.
Yep.
But yeah, it was the Utah. Utah does have a monoculture.
Utah does have a monoculture. That's a very good point.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you. You know what? That's my walk-off
shot. Yeah, there you go.
You guys take it from here.
Excellent.
High school baseball to watch.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna be like that on the back end of this show too.
Travis out the door. So Slee, what's what's your take on the Rams Sunday night? Travis is leaving. I'm going to ask Slee what his
gone.
Take on the Rams.
Yeah, he's gone. So we had DeMarco come on.
Oh, good, good.
So your take's going to be
DeMarco's
pretty much DeMarco's,
take.
Yeah. Okay.
No. It is, and the reason why I set up DeMarco, I think this is the last matchup that you want if you're the Lions. I think it's the matchup that you want if you're the Rams. And even though it's funny, Emily asked me, she's like, hey, are me and Travis being homers that we think the Rams are going to win? And I guess a lot of experts are picking the Lions. I don't feel that way. I don't have a dog in the fight. I love the Jared Goff underdog story and trying to, you know, prove to others that he can make it happen. Yeah, I think the Lions, by no surprise do I think the Lions will win this game. And I think it's going to be close, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if they won.
So this is going to
here on the Hot 100.
So this is going to come as a surprise, but
okay.
I am a homer.
You have no fear in this game.
I have no fear of this game. I just feel like this is the matchup that I wanted all along. I want to see Jared Goff with the entire world on his that really big chip on his shoulders and see if he can overcome Sean McVay, overcome the guy he was traded for, Matthew Stafford. And you know what I say? Rams are going to rip their hearts out.
So I have a little confession to make about this.
Okay.
I am not a killer. Like I was thinking about Matthew Stafford on the way in.
Okay.
And we used to play teams, and I always, you know, of course, I always wanted to win.
Right.
But I would identify with the other team, too. Like, I would empathize. There was a part of me
In sports, there's no room for empathy.
I know. That's why I'm not a killer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, we would play in the College World Series, and I knew that if we won, we were moving forward. If we lost, they would, you know, if we lost, that we were out or whatever it was.
Right.
And I remember that finality of it was hard for me, but I almost was like, I felt bad for the other team when we beat them. Yeah. Like interesting. I even when we would eliminate them from, or we'd send them home or, during the regular season, it didn't matter. But when you get to the playoffs or the, you know, the regionals or whatever it is, the World Series, there's a sort of finality to it. Like, we move forward, you go home. And you have to have a selfishness about you. You have to have a, we want to win.
Yes.
And that means you're going to lose.
Correct.
And I sort of felt bad for my opponent sometimes. Like, I remember we eliminated, and this is crazy, we eliminated Cal, and I sort of felt bad for them because this one girl that I knew I was kind of friends with, she made an error in the game, and I was like, she's going to think about that her whole life.
You know what you are, Momo? Soft.
Or and just so, a good person.
Yeah. No, there's no room. You don't no, have to be soft in sports to be a good person.
But like if I'm Matthew Stafford the reason I'm thinking about this is Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
So this man gave the best years of his career to the Lions and the organization.
Yes.
He finally left because they all kind of understood, you gave it everything you had. We couldn't put a team around you. We want to do this for you, trade you to contender where you want to go. He goes on, wins a Super Bowl. Yeah. But now, the team that couldn't win while he was there, like, he knows how much this game means to the city of Detroit.
Sure.
And the Lions and everybody in that organization and that whole, there has to be some mixed emotions for him that he's going to go on to that. Like, he doesn't hate
the Lions.
Oh, I'm
sure it's emotional.
Yeah.
But I think he does want to rip their hearts out.
Yeah.
Well, Ramona, I thought you were setting that up for Goff. Like, I thought you were trying to say.
Goff's easy. Yeah. Goff's like, you traded me, you lost faith in me, I'm going to prove to you that it's wrong.
But what I meant by that is that you know how you were saying you show sympathy for the other side.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to go to. For Stafford, I mean, what's left to prove? You already got your Super Bowl.
You already proved that you can make it happen. He just wants another one. Mm-hmm. Whereas for the Lions, like, he knows how heavy this game is for that city. He's going back
everything.
There. He's going to go into the stadium like he used to. He's
first home game since 1991.
Way. Yeah. Like, the whole city's into this.
Yeah.
Detroit loves the Lions. Like, do you know how long-suffering Lion fans are?
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of a Cinderella story built. Detroit doesn't get any of the nice things.
They didn't give up on Matthew Stafford. They set him free.
Right.
And now he's coming back to rip their hearts out.
I like that you said that. Rip their heart.
Mace, where are you watching the game?
I am watching just at home in the massage chair with the speakers right by my ears.
No, you're a killer. You rip their hearts out.
Look, Lions were my backup team. When the Rams were 3-6, I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to root for the Lions.
Okay.
Now I'm like, hell no, rip their hearts out.
Okay, Lions beat the Rams. Are you going to still root for them?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got some heart in there.
Yeah. No, I mean, if Jared Goff wins this game, I'll be like, all right, Jared.
I mean, I always think I am a little soft.
You are soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, we're here on the Hot 100.
All right, Supercross.
Yeah, who's it brought to you by?
Supercross Talk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason, Ramona, coming up next. Guys, have a great weekend.
Whoop, whoop.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon. Mama?
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
And arr.
I did a good arr.
Did you growl? Yeah.
I growled really well.
We got a good arg from you. So, hey, it's Friday.
Hey.
It's effing Friday. Bergman, you think I'm being too serious?
Is that what you came in and you said? Very, very serious. Well, no, because in the break, we kept playing Momo's new drop that I think is absolutely hysterical.
Roars.
No, that's not it.
That's Andy.
That was Andy. Where is it?
No, I'm just playing stuff it's over gone. You to show you what it's like.
Yes.
Yeah, just okay, gonna well, randomly. I mean, this is.
I'm gonna go gay.
That's Cap.
That was so fun.
So we kept playing this.
Hey, we're here on the Hot well, 100,
which I think is very funny. Drop of Momo, and you said, "Hey, let's just not play that so much."
No, today. I don't care if you play it. It's just I can't hear it. It's just interrupting my train of thought. This is a. Look, I've got a beautiful mind, but when you throw some stuff in there that I'm not expecting, I don't know how to deal with it.
You are a broadcast professional that can handle anything that's thrown at you.
You know what?
But today you don't feel effety.
I don't feel effety. Yeah, I know it's Effet Friday, but I don't
we'll
feel effety.
There. We'll get you there. Yeah. We got a whole 3 hours.
This is...
Hi, we're here on the Hot 100.
Okay, now see there, you did it when I wasn't talking, and that's okay. It's when you do it when I'm talking that it throws me off.
I just wanted to mess with you on that one.
So, this is the big note from the day.
Okay.
Okay. We have got tickets for the fifth row at Lakers OKC on Monday night at Crypto.
That's a hell of a game.
But you've got to be able to answer a question. From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, and today. Something okay. We say today will be on the quiz. Then at 3:30, we'll do the giveaway. It helps if you take notes. There's a guy in the Mafia who says he went back and listened to all the podcasts this okay. week to get ready for this. 3:30 is when we're going to do it. It's courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. And, last night... I'm gonna call that Morales called it a debacle. I think that's fair.
A waste
slaughter.
Of time.
They got scorched.
Yeah.
How about that? By the sun. Scorched
so essentially
by the sun.
Let me give you the 30-second
Momo's
view of
recap.
What happened.
Yes.
Yeah. The Lakers came out and fell behind by 12 in the first quarter. They kept it to 14 at halftime, but in the third quarter, the Suns just thoroughly dominated them, and the Lakers gave up, pulling LeBron James and Anthony Davis before they could get hurt because the rest of the team had absolutely no juice.
Yes. Here's the thing about the Lakers. They have two pillars. They can't win without one of those guys playing really, really well.
Yeah,
Last night was the night when neither guy did.
Neither played well, and Darvin Ham looked up at the scoreboard in the third quarter. They were down, I think, 30, basically.
Yeah. And he did the right thing.
Yep. Just get him out of there. I mean, I asked him that postgame. I was like, is there anything wrong with LeBron? Because he didn't play. He had 10 points. He was 3 for 11 from the field.
Right.
AD had 13. And then he was like, nah, I just thought this game was out of hand and we need to save our guys for the next game.
It's the right thing.
And that's essentially what every game is now. If they have a chance to win, they'll let LeBron and AD play and try to win it for them. And if they don't have a chance to play, they have to rest those guys and save them for the next one.
You know, there are so many things about this team that are really frustrating. Like, for example, turnovers is a gigantic issue
terrible.
For this team. Last night, I think Bergman pointed out they gave up 27 points off turnovers.
28 points off of 18 turnovers.
You can't win like
That's
that.
That's all Darvin Ham talked about postgame.
You can't be careless with the basketball like that.
There is a sense that there's not enough high IQ players on the team. Remember that complaint that LeBron had in Cleveland?
You think that's going on again?
Yep. I'm pretty sure of that. I think there's a feeling of frustration at the sort of collective IQ of the team right now and how to figure out how to get out of this. And what I see from Bron and AD is a level of frustration that is hard to put, I haven't seen that from them. Like LeBron was on the bench yesterday and I tried to ask him post game, this is what we do in the media is we ask a question like, okay, I know you said you feel okay physically, but how you feel mentally, spiritually about the team and where you are right now.
Spiritually?
I just pulled that one out.
Yeah.
And he said, it's just one game. We'll move on to the next one. They played really good. He was like, I'm not going to take the bait tonight.
Right.
So, but we all have to put the ball on the tee and see if he wants to swing at it.
So we often talk about the defense.
Yeah.
And last night, Austin Reeves got hung out to dry so many times. Reggie Miller just over and over. They're picking on Austin Reeves. They're picking on Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves found himself on Kevin Durant.
I know.
Multiple times.
Kevin Durant was on LeBron.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's on. So just all around bad night. But here's the offense of this team is terrible.
Yeah, shooting is terrible.
Terrible. They are 24th in offensive efficiency in the league. They're actually 10th in defensive efficiency before last night, but 24th in offensive efficiency.
Ooh.
And this is interesting. They're bottom five in field goals taken.
Ooh.
So in other words, it sounds, what I draw from that is what they're doing is they're letting the shot clock wind down and down and down,
yeah,
and chucking
slow.
One at the very end. And there's no immediate get into the offense.
Yeah, there's no system or flow.
Yeah, there's no flow. And get this, Anthony Davis, 33rd in the league in field goals taken.
Whoa.
33rd in the league in field goals taken.
So the last time they beat Phoenix was in the midseason tournament, or
yes,
in-season tournament. And
well, that seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
When they had success against them in the past, they would put Nurkic in the pick and roll, draw fouls on him, get him out of the game, and then let AD go to work. They didn't do that at all last night. Like, this is a game where Anthony Davis should be able to dominate because Nurkic is a really good player, but you can get him in foul trouble because you just, you know, kind of get him out on an island and force him to reach and try to get those calls. And they just went away from what they had been doing against Phoenix in the past. Now, this is also, I think, the fourth time they've played this year. Is that right?
Yeah. I think this is the fourth and final time.
So it was, you know, some of that is just being familiar with each other. They make adjustments too. Bradley Beal finally had a good shooting night. You know, they are starting to figure some things out because they finally have all three of their stars healthy.
Yep.
And I think that's where I land back with the Lakers now, which is, you know, that question of depth over a third star, that question of, another bucket getter.
Right.
You kind of have to revisit that based on how their offense is.
As LeBron would say, they need a laser. I mean, they need a shooter right now because they are awful from distance, just awful from distance.
Yeah.
Real fast, they actually see the Suns one more time in February.
Oh, okay.
February 24th.
That was the third time?
No, that was the fourth. They actually see him five times because they saw him in the in-season tournament.
Right. Okay.
So they actually see him five times.
So,
got it.
You know, I think what's happening is if you don't have a point guard like Dennis Schroeder, okay, if you don't have a point guard at all, then, I mean,
Gabe Vincent was supposed to be that guy, and he's been hurt all year.
And D'Angelo is a point guard, but he's kind of a score-first point guard. It's not the same.
And he's, I mean,
yeah, I
let's
know.
Be honest. I mean, he didn't talk to the media twice. He's not really connected to the team at timeouts. He's sulking.
Yeah. He's not in a good place.
And he's going to be traded in a couple of weeks.
So
is that, do you agree with that? Is he going to be traded in a couple of weeks?
If they can find something for him. I mean, if it's there, you don't just do addition by subtraction there. I mean, he's a good shooter. He can score. He can play in the pick and roll. Like, I just don't know where his value is around the league right now.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could find a team that would give you something for
him. Okay. Hey, you want an idea? Want a good idea?
Okay.
I'll tell you next. Mason Ireland. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It Friday. That's right.
Is it, though? Are you feeling more
effety? I'm a little more effety.
Feeling a little more effety?
A little more effety.
Good. We want you effety.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm getting you there.
No, you're getting there. So, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Tell me if I did the right thing.
Yep.
So, I was in New York City a couple of weeks ago.
I saw that.
And there's a famous, famous pizza joint called Joe's. It's right by Bryant Park.
How do you know which one to go, which Joe's it is? It feels like a pretty common.
Because this one has a really long line.
Okay.
Always has a really long line because everybody wants pizza from Joe's. So next door, story time. Next door to Joe's, there's a place that says 99-cent pizza. Now, would you trust the 99-cent pizza store next to Joe's?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, it's fine.
99 cents a slice?
I mean, it's fine.
Okay. Bergman, would you go for the 99 cent?
I've done that.
Pizza?
I would try it. And if I didn't like it, I'd go to Joe's.
I would try to go to Joe's, but I don't want to wait in line. Depends on how much time I have.
I looked at it. I'm like, I'm not waiting that long for Joe's.
Yeah.
I'll find Joe's when the line is short. Would you try the 99 cent pizza, Brian?
Oh, yeah, easily.
I did not. I thought 99 cents for a piece of pizza is too cheap. Something's not right.
How would you know? You didn't try it.
But something's exactly. not right. Like, what's the markup on a slice? You telling me this restaurant or this store is living on 99 cents a slice?
Yeah, and because then you buy a drink for $3 and you buy some chips maybe or...
All the people that don't want to wait in that line for Joe's
yeah.
are going to go there.
Okay, so
and they'll make money.
Do you think I ate the pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
I did not. Refused.
Did you try it?
One. Tried the pizza.
Okay.
He said, it's not terrible. That was his review.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not terrible because it is terrible because it's 99 cents. And it just seems like, what's the average slice of pizza cost?
I think there's plenty of 99
cents. Even if you go to like 7-Eleven, what's a slice of pizza at 7-Eleven go for?
These days.
Probably more than 99 cents.
$2 then?
$2.99?
Exactly.
Yeah, something like $2.99.
So $1.99 is too cheap. I didn't trust it. I don't trust 99 cent pizza.
What could they mess up? I mean, listen, it might not be good, but it's not going to hurt you. Like, the cheese is cooked. It's just sauce, cheese, and dough.
I'm not in on 99 cent pizza, I'll tell you
that. Have you had DiGiorno pizza?
DiGiorno.
Fine. Cheap.
But it's not 99 cents a slice, is it?
No, I mean, the whole thing is not much more than 99 cents.
Right.
Yeah, you go to it's frozen.
No, not doing it. Not doing it.
I've never tried Costco pizza.
I've never
Costco
been to
pizza's
I've never
good.
Been
yeah,
to
that's
Costco.
Pretty cheap too. That's
you know
$8 a slice.
That's what every single kid birthday party has.
That's right.
Everybody goes to Costco,
Costco
pizza.
Costco pizza is delicious.
Okay. Good.
So good.
$9.99 for a gigantic pizza.
So
and it's delicious.
I don't belong to Costco. I'm not a member at Costco.
I'm not either.
I've never been to one.
I have been to one.
My mom and not stepdad Leo live at the Costco.
It's like an outing.
Oh my God. They've got like an oregano that's 2 feet high.
You want to go to Costco today?
Kind
of hot.
It's very tempting. But but Bergman, you don't believe I've never been to Costco?
I don't
never
believe
been to Costco.
That you had never stepped foot in a Costco.
Never
no.
set foot
what
in a Costco.
What about a Sam's
ever.
Club?
Never been to a Sam's Club. Again, I don't have a membership.
Food for less.
You can go with someone
Have you been
that
to
has.
A food for less?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have either.
Food for less.
I
no.
think
I have.
Mace, if you just go with someone that has it, you can walk around for the free samples
and
have a
good.
Full lunch.
But
Costco lunch is a real thing.
Do I have to buy a membership to be able to shop at Costco?
No, if you go with someone that has a membership, no.
Then no. Okay.
I think you can get the food.
No, you can't.
You got to show your card.
They changed
you have to show the card to use.
How much
the,
is
to get
it
food.
To be a member?
It's like $100, I think. I have no
Doesn't
idea.
Doesn't it seem like also you could just totally fake that card? Like, are they really checking those?
Yeah, somebody
yeah,
making fake Costco IDs.
Before you check out.
Yeah, back in the day, I was dating someone probably about 2-3 years ago, and they just sent me their Costco card, and I would go up and get and use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe if somebody wants to loan me a card.
I got a card for you.
Okay, you got a card?
CV pass, yeah.
My mom and not
I got a card for
always have a pumpkin pie about this big.
Oh, my God.
Like 3 feet diameter. It's like nobody can eat that much pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it's $5.99, too.
It's $5.99. I know. Yeah. They're always bragging about that gigantic pumpkin pie.
I know. It's that generation. They get really excited about cheap food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now, I think we're all looking for cheap food. All right. So, except for me, 99 cent pizza, no go.
And me, I'm on my 30-day thing.
What are you doing for 30 days?
I'm doing that, like, nothing processed, super healthy, no bread, no, like,
no
very
bread.
Light sugar.
Light sugar?
No, like sugar only if it's from a fruit.
Who are you, like Tom Brady over there?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
You doing the Tom Brady
doing
thing?
Doing well, doing some celery juice
What
in
about
morning.
The nightshades? You eating nightshades?
No nightshades.
No nightshades.
It's mostly just, like, chicken and veggies every day. Fish and veggies, whatever.
It's taking me, what day, what's the day
I'm
today?
I'm doing all right.
What's the day today? The 12th?
I made it to Friday so far.
I think today's the 12th, right?
I feel Correct. Really clear. No dairy.
That's good.
Yeah.
I finally got back to my pre-holiday
That's
weight.
That's good.
Took me 2 weeks to get back.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah.
So, by the way, you went on, I want to talk about it a little bit later on, but you went on a retreat. I don't know any of the details of it,
okay.
except for the pictures that I saw on the Instagram. But I want to throw this idea at you. Lakers need a shooter.
All right.
Okay. I'm looking at Memphis.
Okay.
Saying, hi, Memphis. You've lost Ja Morant for the year. You've lost Marcus Smart for 6 to 8 weeks or whatever that is.
Brandon Clark, Steven Adams.
Right. They got a lot of injuries. You've got Luke Kennard on your roster. One of the best three-point shooters in the league.
Yeah.
Can we wangle Luke Kennard?
Wrangle
for D'Lo. They could use somebody to handle the basketball. They're down a point guard.
Yeah. That's an idea. Kennard's kind of a defensive liability.
But
so you're trading shooting for defense. I mean, not like D'Lo plays defense.
Well, D'Lo doesn't play defense either, yeah.
But he's a better handler.
Yeah.
He can initiate an offense.
Sure.
He can create some things.
What do you think of my proposal?
I don't hate that.
Yeah. Bergman, what do you think of my proposal? Oh, don't. Bergman's like, don't talk to me. He's in the middle of business stuff.
I mean, look, there's a lot of guys like Kennard out there. You want Duncan Robinson? That's another guy.
Another guy?
Just a there's
shooter.
A guy. But you can find those guys. Like, remember when the Lakers did the Matt Ryan thing for a while?
For a very short period of time.
Yeah, but he won him a game, okay?
He did win that one game. You're right.
So, I mean, Cleveland's got a guy named Sam Merrill right now that came up, and he's just making 4 threes a game. It lasts for a while, but then over the course of a season, you just can't play those guys unless they can, you know, unless you have a great defensive system.
Okay. So, if not my Luke Kennard trade, which, Rob, run with it. Rob's a big listener to the show. What about Malcolm Brogdon?
I don't think he's what they need, but he would help.
He's a secondary ball handler, right?
Yeah, I think he would welcome a trade like that.
Of course, yeah.
You know, he's a solid guy.
Nice player. Does play defense.
Does play defense, can score. What the Lakers need is they need two things. Well, three things. They need a point guard, a real point guard.
Yes.
With a point guard mentality who can organize an offense. They got that Skylar Mays who came in yesterday and did okay. And
they're, well, I mean,
that's a stopgap, no, I know. But,
I mean, it's great when you're down 20.
But they need Dennis Schroeder back.
Like, yeah, Dennis Schroeder was the guy that would have made sense.
Yeah, they need some speed and athleticism in the backcourt. It would help if that person also had size. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's hard with the small guards, but Schroeder would help. I think they're really missing that this year, and I don't want to point it out like this season didn't turn on Gabe Vincent, okay, and his knee, but
missing Gabe Vincent has been significant.
Yes,
for them.
Because he was supposed to be a shooter.
He was part of the puzzle.
Right. He's not really like that ball handler and the great defensive guy that Schroeder can be. But he's a really good shooter, and I think he's got a toughness about him defensively that would have helped. So I think missing him is really hurting because now you're asking Bron to do everything.
Right.
And teams eventually figure out, oh, well, if they don't have shooting and they don't have a point guard, we're just going to pack the paint and make it really hard on LeBron.
Sure.
So if
or even play a zone.
Yeah,
like,
or even play
like
a zone.
Miami did last
year.
Yeah,
that's what teams do. It's
right.
Like when LeBron has to do everything, you can just pack the paint or play a zone and dare and just frustrate the heck out of LeBron. That's what you do to him, and that's what's been happening the last week and a half.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
All right, I'm going to throw a bunch of different names at you throughout the show today because this is a great opportunity because we got Momo here who's like all plugged in the league, all that stuff, and I've got a long list of names that would potentially be great additions for the Lakers. You tell me if they're doable or not. We'll do that coming up. We got Wheel of Questions coming up next. In the meantime, Greg, what do you got?
So in an off-the-cuff remark on last week's show, I made a comment that there are 12 to 14 cases pending right now. That is incorrect. There's only one ongoing litigation involving Trevor Bauer.
Oh.
Okay. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, my wheel today. Momo's in for John. Where does it land? And oh, look. Oh, this is good. It's a movie question.
Okay.
So Bradley Cooper has a new movie called Maestro, and it's on Netflix. I loved it. Emily hated it. Pepe did not like it. I think it's great. Bradley Cooper went on Howard Stern last week. By the way, Howard Stern, happy 70th birthday today. Went on Howard Stern last week, and he was asked this. Would you give up Oscar nominations for Best Picture and Best Actor and Best Actress and all that stuff if the Eagles would win the Super Bowl? And Bradley Cooper said yes.
Wow.
He'd give it all up for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
I don't believe that.
The question is, do you believe him?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. I think somebody as talented as him, who is, did he direct this movie?
He directed
too?
It's it, like, stars.
This is like total passion project. His something he's worked on probably 5-10 years.
Yep.
I mean, it's like me with my show. Like, this is something I really care about.
Right.
No.
No.
I don't believe that. It's too important to him.
Bergman?
I 1,000% believe him.
Wow.
I don't think that, I don't think
he
cares about that.
They just won a couple years ago.
They were just, yeah, they just won a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They were just there last year. I don't think he cares for that anymore.
You don't think he cares for
the, yeah, I mean, no, I think he,
so would
he,
you,
I'm sorry, I meant that
Eagles
wrong.
Eagles or
I
Oscars?
I think he cares more about the Eagles than he does about any of the Oscar stuff or anything like that. If he would rather have a win every year than win another award.
Really?
He's won awards. That's what I think.
He's got awards.
Yeah, he's got
a
awards.
Lot of them.
He has a chance to win awards more often. He can still. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's going to get back into it.
Yeah.
He's directing now. He's
so take
this.
The Eagles Super Bowl. You believe him?
I believe him.
Brian?
I believe him too. Those Eagle fans, you know, they're a little extreme sometimes. So I believe
him. I think that's just
100%.
A play to the crowd.
See, I think he poured his heart and soul, like
yeah.
Momo said, for years into this project. And I think in the end, if he's honest with himself, he would like to be recognized for that. And yeah, it is a popular, yeah, I'd give up anything for this. Now, what would, immediately, I brought this up with Juan, what would I give up to win the Super Bowl, for the Rams to win the Super Bowl? And I'm nominated for a big award right now.
Yeah. Emmys?
Air quotes. Big award.
Which award?
The Southern California Sports Broadcasters Show of the Year.
Oh,
which
who
is coming
are you up,
up
against?
Up against David Vesey.
Okay. Dodger Talk.
And Petros and Money.
All right.
Okay. Now, would
it's
I
a formidable
be.
Formidable opponent?
Would I be willing to give that up for the Rams to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Now, it's not an Oscar, but of course I would.
Yeah,
yes, of course you would.
Yeah.
Okay, but how about your spot in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, which you're going into?
I would give that up.
I got
really?
One. I got a good one.
Okay. Hollywood Walk of Fame calls
no,
you tomorrow.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a Marconi?
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, it's still around.
Is it?
The Marconi Awards? Yeah, they still happen.
Yeah, I don't even... Sure.
You would rather get the Marconi Award, or you give it up for the Rams?
I give it up for the Rams.
A Marconi Award.
Yeah, I don't even... It's
like,
just,
that's just like the highest honor in
is
radio.
Is it really?
Yeah.
National Radio Hall of Fame, I would take above Rams Super Bowl.
Okay.
Hollywood Walk of Fame,
yeah.
I would take above Rams Super
forever.
Bowl.
Because that's forever.
Everything else can go. Those The rest
Emmys.
Of it, I don't care.
Emmy?
What Emmy am I going to win? The YouTube Emmy?
The only
right, on-camera work I'm doing is that that little iPhone right there.
How about something for your podcast with Sue, the Culture Pop?
Like Podcast of the Year?
The Webbies.
Yeah, I would take for the podcast.
The iHeartRadio.
Well, we're not iHeart, so.
Okay.
That's somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
That's them.
No, but they have their awards.
They have their awards. Yeah, for the podcast to be recognized, that would be exciting for me. I would accept that. But there's not much I would want over a Rams Super Bowl.
Huh.
Not much. And the Rams Sunday night in Detroit. Have you heard the fight song?
No.
Oh, yeah. The Lions have a fight song. And apparently they've used this for years. And you wonder why they haven't won.
Rah, rah, rah. Go hard, win the game.
What?
With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gang. A Lions victory. Go Lions!
Wait for it.
Oh, that kind of made it at the end.
No, the growl.
The growl at the end was good.
We've all decided that the growl is the only part that we really like.
Yeah.
The growl is good.
The go good. Lions part is also really strong. How long you can hold Lions.
Go Lions.
Yeah. I'm look. It's
I am a big
70s,
proponent
80s?
Of team fan songs.
Yeah.
Like, you know the Cubs fan song? That's a good one. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today.
I like that
one.
Song.
That's, a good,
that's
one.
A good one.
I like that song.
What about San Diego Superchargers?
That's a good one.
Oh, there's that lion.
Lion growl is good.
Yeah, the lion growl.
That's
great.
Pretty good. How about the Rams? You guys got one?
Ram it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, ram it. We've got ram it.
Yeah.
We've also somewhere we've got. Oh, there's super. There's a super
there
San Diego song.
Still works.
Have you heard the Lakers song from So Super Sam?
Let's hear it.
Missing in Ireland, you little.
Whoa!
Lakers for life, Lakers for life, you little.
Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go.
This one's pretty good, too.
Hey, we're here on the Hot 100.
Hey, we're on the Hot 100.
I mean,
I like this so much. I don't know.
I know you really do.
I do. It makes me laugh so
Play
hard.
Play the Raiders song. Play the Raiders song.
Hey, we're here on the Hot 100.
This just makes me feel warm inside. This is the best of the theme song. It is the best of the theme song.
That's a pretty good song.
That's
Come
a Charger
on.
Fan right, saying right, that.
Touche. Not as good as this one, though.
No, the Raiders song.
Now, do you like the song, or is this cheesy to you?
I like the song.
Super cheesy.
The Lion is the new thing.
All the good songs are cheesy. Yeah.
I love the Lion part.
Yeah, me too.
And I love the Andy. Yeah, that one and then that. Both. Hit them both. I feel so good about Sunday night.
Oh, no.
I feel so good. I feel so
Mason,
confident.
Don't do it. You're going to jinx him.
Ireland said this yesterday. There's not one little part of me, not one little corner that has any hesitation about believing the Rams are going to win Sunday night.
Wow.
I'm absolutely confident.
Are you putting it in the lockbox?
In the lockbox. What are you referencing Al Gore in the middle of this thing?
Only you would get that.
In the lockbox.
In the lockbox.
Lockbox. If you get it, you get that.
If you get it, you get it.
Oh, yeah. It was a great Saturday Night Live sketch.
If you know, you know.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Mace. Yeah. Grisa asks, the Mandy Award for Best Host.
Well, I've given it up the last 2 years. I gave up the Mandy Award for Best Host last year, so the Rams are getting in the playoffs this year.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like the Susan Lucci of the Mandy Awards. I've never won Host of the Year.
Listen, I relate and I understand.
You win every year.
If I didn't win, I'd be super mad.
Would you?
I'd be really upset.
Yeah. I am not.
I'd be really bummed out.
I'm not really upset. Part of the problem with the Mandy Awards.
I'd like to say I'm bigger than that, but I'm not.
Part of the problem with the Mandy Awards is that they weigh 10 pounds. They're like 2 feet high.
Well, there's no problem.
There
with
is
the Mandy.
No room for them anywhere.
You put them on your mantle.
My mantle is full.
Good. Add more. Add more mantle.
Add more mantle.
You know what? They're kind of big. Like the champagne bottle goes
big.
Up pretty high so that I can't really fit it in the spot where I would put. A typical award thing. Has to kind of go up top.
Now, do you have awards?
Yeah, I have a few awards.
Are they out?
Yeah.
Which awards?
The podcast one, you know, ESPN.
Best podcast ever?
Yeah.
That award?
Yeah, all those. They the other day, I got sent some big box that had two more awards from like 3 years ago. They're like, oh, sorry, this has been in the office in New York. We forgot to send it to you. And I was like, great, it's going
what
on
are
the mantle.
Awards?
I don't even know.
Best?
There was a Gracie Award and a... And the only thing that was sad is all these award shows that we won, we didn't get to go to because of COVID.
Yeah, right.
They had us tape acceptance speeches. I was like, that sucks. I wanted to get dressed up
good.
And eat some bad food at the.
Yeah. I'm thinking about withdrawing my name from consideration for Mandy Awards this year. What do you think, Bergman?
That's a wuss move.
Yeah, that is absolutely
just
going
to withdraw my name from consideration.
You're trying
to avoid the pain
psychology?
Of losing.
Is that it's a reverse
I mean, is
psychology?
That like what Greg,
I'm pulling myself
do
up
every year?
Me? Oh, well, we just shot at me?
Yeah. I mean, Greg's like, I'm not going to win. I know that Lindsay Fulton is going to win.
Yeah, I actually thought last year Emily should have won.
Yeah, Emily.
I don't want to win. I want this for Emily.
Yeah, well, she changed so much over a year. I thought she did an amazing job.
I think
Emily's
awesome.
She's a better producer now because I don't do the producing the way that she does anymore. If it was just like 3, 4, 5 years ago, yeah, I was
You
massively
should win that.
Invested. I'm not as deep into it like she is anymore.
So I'll tell you what. Here's the thing about Emily. She really, I don't know a lot of people who see as many movies as I do. She sees more.
Yeah. She does.
We had a great conversation off the air yesterday about Maestro. We were talking about this French film, Anatomy of a Fall, all these movies. So I said to Emily, let's do an Oscar preview show.
Yeah.
You and me. Now, where would that live, Bergman, if we did an Oscar, me and Emily did an Oscar preview show? Would it live on YouTube? Where would it be?
It would probably live on YouTube. I mean, we could possibly put it on the app, too.
Podcast?
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, we could put it in a lot of places.
Yeah, I want to do that with Emily because she's really smart.
Yeah.
She knows her stuff.
She really knows her stuff.
And she has, like, high-level analysis. Like, we would talk Game of Thrones all the time or House of the Dragon.
Right.
And she would, like, she wasn't just like, oh, man, I didn't like it when the dragon bit his head. She would have, like, this... real meta analysis. She'd use like the monoculture words and stuff.
Right. Emily told me that like Maestro is empty.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That's
what
heavy.
Is that
empty. Empty.
So no joke. Why don't you have her on the Culture Pop podcast?
I should do that.
And have it for the and have yeah. that me, be your
Em,
Oscar preview.
Me, yeah. Em, and Sue.
And have that Oscar. Be your Oscar preview show.
That's a good idea.
I like it.
Emily will bring on the Culture Pop. Most everybody's. You've been on the Culture Pop podcast. Brian, are you coming on?
Sure.
Bergman, you've never been on.
No, I've never been asked.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Wow. I mean, what are you going to talk to me about?
I don't know. I know most everything. I don't know things about people like when we had Shadano. I didn't know a lot. Ireland, we went really deep. I found stuff I didn't know. Bergman, I don't know. You're kind of an open book.
I am kind of an open book.
And I've read it a few times, and it's not that good.
Wow, that was really clever. That was good. You
that
got
was
me.
Rough. That was rough. I'm sorry.
He's read it a
I'd like to
times.
Withdraw that joke.
Whatever. It was kind of funny. But
oh no, it was good.
I don't think you. Okay, see, you know the open book that I let you see.
Oh, you're saying there's chapters I haven't read?
There's chapters that no one at this station has read.
Really? Yeah. Now, would you reveal those chapters on a Culture Pop podcast?
I think there's chapters. Some.
There's chapter. Oh no, there are chapters.
There's some layers of that onion.
Interesting. Interesting.
There are layers that don't get said.
All right. Much to the chagrin of Greg Bergman.
I don't want it that way.
We're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day right now. 877-710-ESPN. Yes, we are, Momo.
Got to make it good, people.
877-710-ESPN. Jump in here right now. We've talked about the Lakers disaster last night, the Rams. Maybe you got an idea for a trade that the Lakers should be looking at with the trade deadline coming up February the 8th. 877-710-ESPN. And I want to remind all you people that me and Ireland are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach on Monday. We're there from 1 until 4, thanks to our friends at Bibigo. Derek Fisher's going to be there. Sasha Vujicic is going to be there. All kinds of great prizes, like tickets to Lakers Nets on January 19th, plus Lakers Papa Shot. And the Bibigo food truck is going to be there with dumplings for everybody. That's Ralph's, 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard in Redondo Beach, Monday, 1 o'clock. Want to see you guys out there. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.